Our first scripture reading comes from Psalm 92, verses 1 through 4. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I will sing for joy. Our gospel reading comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
During these weeks of Lent, as we give thought, those of you who are participating in the studies and then in our worship, to the various parts of the Lord's Prayer, occasionally we'll stumble over some of those things because even as you saw demonstrated in the skit, sometimes the language is a little unusual. For example, that word hallowed, that's not a word that we use much in our common language. It does simply mean that God's name is holy. But that's a really important concept. It's really important for us to recognize the holiness of God's name. After all, there's the commandment about not taking God's name in vain. Now, the Hebrew faith that Jesus grew up in took this really seriously. They took it so seriously, they did not ever want to pronounce God's holy name. If you remember the scene in Exodus, Moses sees a burning bush, and he goes to the bush, and the voice of God comes out of the bush, and Moses says, "Who are you? Who will I say has sent me?" And the voice of God has this mysterious name. I am. That's who it is who sends you. I am. Of course, in Hebrew, that's often left untranslated, and we believe that it was pronounced Yahweh. But the Hebrew folks never pronounced it. They did not ever want to say that name out loud. Instead, they had this reminder that children learned as soon as they could learn. You don't say God's holy name. Instead, you say Lord, which is very commonly how we will refer to God ourselves. And it may, to a certain extent, actually come from this instruction that Jesus gives about understanding the holiness of God's name. God's name is holy, which means prayer is a serious thing. It's not unusual then for Jesus to offer some instructions to us about prayer. It's something that is certainly commonly done in church and among church people. And yet sometimes I've seen over the years there are people who are almost kind of afraid of it because it is addressing God. And that can be intimidating for some, maybe even for many, and maybe it should be. Jesus has a concern, so he gives us this instruction. Don't be hypocritical. Don't pray for other people to acknowledge how great you are at it so that you may be seen by them. Now, there is a place, of course, for public prayer that takes place in worship. And we have various prayers in our worship service, and those are public prayers. But then there's this whole issue of private prayer. Now, the thing about prayer is really being honest. And so Jesus says, go in your room, shut your door, so that no one else can hear you. Because then you can be truly and absolutely honest with God. And it then should come natural. You just use an ordinary voice and you use ordinary language and you speak, but you also listen. And it all should be done with simplicity and honesty and sincerity. And that's important. That's important for us in our prayers as well. And if that is something that you find difficult, then there are plenty of resources that will help you. The prayer I began our service with is an example of that. You'll find that prayer in the hymnal. It's on page 6. It's the traditional prayer for purity. John Wesley had the vision for his Methodist churches of always starting worship with that prayer. And so he commended it to us to use. And then we have many other prayers in the hymnal or in the book of worship. Or you can find collections of prayers. And all of that is helpful and can help you learn how to do a prayer yourself. But the important thing to remember is how Jesus characterizes all of this. Prayer, giving alms, fasting, those are all different ways that we demonstrate our devotion to God. We're familiar with prayer. We're familiar with almsgiving. Fasting is a little bit less familiar to us, although many people, particularly during Lent, try to fast from some item or from a particular meal today. But it has to be something that's really serious. In other words, I can stand and tell you I will fast during Lent from turnips. But I will also fast from turnips for the rest of my life because I don't like turnips. I like turnip greens. I don't like turnips. Carla fixes turnips. I eat the greens. She eats the turnips. But it has to be something serious. And in all of these things, Jesus says, now beware. Beware of practicing your piety so that others see it, to give you honor and praise. Because the point is, it belongs to God. Because only God's name is holy. We want to be honoring God by the things that we do. And God doesn't expect or need any kind of ostentatious effort on our part. We can just be who we are. And we should allow the honor to go to God. Sometimes that's hard for us. It has become such a thing in our society to be recognized for doing certain things. Take Jesus' advice about giving alms. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. In other words, keep it private. And yet we go all around and we see buildings that are named for someone, particularly on a college campus. A benefactor gives an immense sum of money and they build a building and name it after the one who gave it. Perhaps we could do the same in the church. Would you like to be sitting in the Kentucky Fried Chicken Sanctuary of Wesley Memorial Church? Or maybe more pertinent would be the Krispy Kreme Sanctuary. Imagine if that was the case and that Krispy Kreme even supplied the bread for communion. We'd be doing that every Sunday. I had a wonderful talk with someone after the first service, and we both agreed on how much we very much love Krispy Kreme donuts. All right, now though it's silly, I know. But Jesus is concerned about a real problem. And it has to do with our attitude, with our motivation, with what moves us to do these things that we say are directed to God. Because God alone is holy. And everything that we do, the prayer, the giving of the money, the fasting if we do that, it's all to be motivated by a desire not to be admired by others, not to gain the praise of others, but to focus on God. And Jesus warns us, don't be like hypocrites, to be praised by others. Well, we do want to honor people. We want to honor lives. And sometimes we forget that the honor is not what we claim. The honor is maybe recognized by others. So we are in a church that is a memorial, Wesley Memorial, to Charles Wesley. I grew up in Bristol at a church that was called Reynolds Memorial. It was named for Abram D. Reynolds, who is a Bristol businessman and strong Methodist who was foundational in the beginning of that church. But it wasn't called Reynolds Memorial at first. It was called Mary Street Church. And it was only after he died that they decided to name it in his memory. And maybe that is the point. It's not what we gain in this life, the honor that others give us, but it is for the sake of God that we do what we do. Because only God is holy. And if honor comes later on, it does. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. The Lenten good news to remind ourselves is that only God is holy. And yet, God chooses to share holiness with us by calling us to be His people. And very specifically, God does that through what Jesus accomplishes. His gift of grace. And there's not a thing we can ever do to demonstrate how worthy we are of the grace or how much we could even pay for it, because it's always a gift. It's always given to us, and all we can do is receive it. But in so doing, God shares His holiness. So those of us who are here, all who are gathered together to be the people of God, draw near with faith to accept that gift of grace from Jesus Christ to you in order to make you the people of God that you are called to be. Thanks be to God.